We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we're in the final stages of the day here on Hump Day, getting you into go-home mode. Halfway to the weekend, you guys. Let me jump on the phone real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeffro from Indiana. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, bud.
What you think about today's stuff?
You know, I may not be the great Karnak, but I've got a couple predictions.
Okay, what you got?
I predict that my first one is that in short order, the UN will declare that the Israelis are now a terroristic nation.
Oh.
Because of what they did.
Oh.
And because it's not retaliation, it's just terrorism. You know, they terrorized these poor Hezbollah members.
Well, didn't that, who is it? They already indicted Netanyahu, didn't they? And they claimed that they're going to indict him on war crimes?
Well, that was The Hague, I think.
Yeah,
so
The Hague, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess that's part of the UN, huh?
Well, it's at the very least it's the international court, but it's certainly part of the sentiment that we keep seeing from the UN. All right, there's your first prediction. Number one, that there will be a UN designation of terror against Israel. All right, what else you got?
And the second one is that Jeff Dunham's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist will now be sporting a pager. Maybe even walkie-talkie.
I kill you. That is
oh, no.
That is, to me, one of the most politically incorrect, funniest acts out there right now is Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. That is just, I love that thing. You're right. I could see it. He's going to have a pager or a cell phone, and it's. I guarantee it'll have smoke coming out of it. It'll be hilarious.
Yep, I see. I can predict these kind of things pretty dang easy.
You may have nailed it. We may need to have a whole new segment. We just call it Jeff from Indiana's predictions. By the way, I bet half the audience doesn't know who the great Karnak is.
That's Johnny Carson when he used to sport the turban. Yes, He'd blow in the envelope, and he'd have the answer, and then he'd read the question.
And it was always spot on too. I mean, that guy, late night TV just is not the same since he retired. This has never been the same. And I know that
it's
I'm sounding old when I say that, but it's just not the same. Well, of course, Jay Leno. I liked Jay Leno a lot when he was on, but still, nonetheless.
Wasn't Carson.
All right, so we're going to call you the great Jarnak, Jeff from Indiana. So there it is. All right, man. I appreciate you. Where are you at right now?
I'm almost through the gauntlet.
All right. Well, be safe on the road. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right. We'll see you, buddy. A bunch of y'all been texting in. Let me see what else we got. Yeah. John C. from Madison. He says, who are you paging? A terrorist? Shishboom bar. They're having way too much fun with this. Dave from Madison says, he gives me, you know what? I used to love Kaboom cereal. He says it's Hezbollah's favorite cereal. That was the one that my granny would buy. My mom would never buy it, but my granny would buy it for me. Kaboom cereal had a picture of a clown with marshmallows and all that on it. Yes, indeedy. Thank you very much. Hezbollah's favorite cereal, Kaboom. That's awful. Joe from Indiana says, electoral question. If a presidential candidate dies and then wins the election, is the vice presidential candidate sworn in as president? I don't know the answer to that. That is unprecedented. Now, we did have, which president was it? Was it Grover Cleveland? We had one president who was elected and died 12 days later, but I don't know that we've ever seen something like what you just described. And by the way, I hope we never do. I really hope we never do. Somebody tell us who you are and where you're from. We got a brand new texter who's saying that they want to call that segment the what Jeffro knows. What Jeffro knows, the predictions. That may be a thing. Have to have the sound of tearing envelopes as he opens each one to see what's in it. John C. from Madison said that was probably the best Karnak the Magnificent answer. Oh, Shish Boom Bar. Who are you paging? A terrorist. I get it. John from Harvest says all of Karnak's questions were hermetically sealed on Funkin' Wagner's porch since noon this morning. Nice. Nice. Roger from Ardmore says, my main concern is what happens after the election if Trump wins? What does the left destroy? If Trump loses, there's any signs of cheating like in 2020 and 2022? There's a lot of questions out there, brother, but listen, I'm going to be honest with you. We have to stay vigilant. We have to keep our heads on a swivel, and we have to be willing to speak up. And if we see something, we say something. We don't have the luxury of going, well, I don't know. I mean, that just doesn't seem right. I don't think that was good the way they put windows, you know, blocked all the windows so we couldn't see in there when they're counting the ballots. Or I just don't think that's right the way we had that woman kept stuffing things into the ballot boxes. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to get involved. Can't do it. Who else we got? Brand spanking new in the text line was Jack from Athens. Jack, we're glad you're in the mix. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being part of the show. Big Rig's plugging you in right now. John C. from Madison says also in a mayonnaise jar. Now I'm totally lost. John, were you texting me or somebody else? JT from Lacey Springs says, yesterday's show was ice cream on the pie, definitely in the style of Paul Harvey's Rest of the Stories. Do it again soon. Oh, well, thank you for that. So yeah, Big Rig. So yesterday I was the keynote speaker at the Athens State University Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Day. There's a title. Had a great time. But in order to do that, we thought, you know, all right, instead of getting a guest host this time, why don't we just do what we sometimes refer to in the industry as a best of? So as opposed to just taking a part of a show and running it, I just told Big Rig, I said, we always get response about the monologues. Just do a series of monologues. How many did you do? I don't even know. How many did you do, Big Rig?
I did probably about five or six of them. And then really? The last one was the guest that we had the other day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Outstanding. Was that the Tuberville interview or was one of the others?
Yeah, we had Tuberville in there and then we had Ernie.
Yeah.
At the very end.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Oh, that's a good show. All right. I'm sorry I didn't listen to it. I was giving a speech. All those monologues, by the way, that's a labor of love. Those get written like every single morning. And I've now got, you know, years of doing that. There's actually a book in the works, and we're going to call it The Right Side Way. But I have taken about 100 of them and begun compiling them, and we're already talking about how to get those put together in book format. So, yeah, The Right Side Way book is in discussion phase right now. I mean, technically, it's kind of written, but I would want to do some editing and make sure that my spelling was all correct and my grammar was good. Dustin from Hillsboro says, any reports of pagers exploding in the States? No, sir, not that I'm aware of. That would be interesting, though, wouldn't it? If they sent a signal and it turns out that it was somebody over here in the States working for Hezbollah. I'm not aware of that. Dustin, if you hear that, though, I want to know. John C. from Madison again says, hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise. Okay, gotcha. Now I'm with you, man. Robert from Ardmore says, further on the other texter's question, what if Trump is shot prior to the election? Would the VP become the nominee? I would assume so, yes. But we've never been in that position. Scroll back down to some that I missed. Mike from Florence says, didn't get to listen too much today. I know it's off topic. Okay, if it's off topic, then I'm not going to read it right now. NFL quarterbacks. I'm not going there right now. But thank you very much, Mike. What else we got? Kareem just texted in. Kareem from Huntsville says, I hate to be that guy. No, you don't. You love being that guy. He says, I hate to be that guy, but I think the attempt on Trump's life was a setup. Every time he falls behind, something bad happens. I call BS. Well, Kareem, isn't that just the ultimate conspiracy theory? I mean, goodness. So he managed to find a way to have somebody shoot him in the ear, is what you're telling me. From, you know, that's cutting it a little close on the conspiracy theory. Okay, listen, when you take the shot, just wing me. Make sure you just catch a piece of the ear. I don't care about the ear. The rest of me, I don't want you to touch. Just take the ear. Come on, Kareem. That's awful, man. Steve from Tennessee. When the call is from the Israelis long distance, it's truly the next best thing to be in there. I love this audience. And Dave from Bucky says, Phil, every time you mention Jeffro, I'm reminded of Jeffro from Beverly Hillbillies. I know it. I know that's where it comes from. Brian from Huntsville says, wow, we need a Right Side Radio cookbook too. I don't know. It would just be filled up with coffee and maple bacon donuts and Texas taco soup and meatloaf. That would be the whole, that'd be the whole book. That's a pretty good meal though.
You got to put a hamburger in there too.
I had a burger yesterday, by the way.
From where?
I had a burger at Jay Alexander's in Huntsville. After the speech, we went back through Huntsville, went to Jay Alexander's. I had a thing called a steak burger. Maybe one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. I'm giving them free advertising right now.
Steak burgers are pretty good.
This was a steak burger. This was literally steak ground up, made into a burger, and oh, they cooked it so well, and they had the little bitty thin, like shoestring cut French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, what was the dessert? Hang on a second. Carrot cake for dessert. Nice. My gosh.
Sounds good.
I'm fat right now just thinking about it. Just saying. Last couple, then we'll go to the break. Robert from Arbor again says, Kareem, not too bright. Okay. Ken from Harvest says, I predict Israel will send a bill to Hezbollah. You can't expect them to perform that many circumcisions for free. I should not laugh quite that hard, but I am. All right, Big Rig, take me to the last break of the day. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. I'm telling you, this audience, I could just turn the show over to y'all. That's what we'll do next time. We won't do any best ofs. We'll just say, audience calls, take it away. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, we're in the final mode here, going to the end of the show. But you guys are going to have an amazing night. I can feel it already. Don from Jackson County says, since we technically are voting on elections, I would imagine Trump's electors would vote for Vance. Okay, he's talking about what happens if Trump's gone. If Mel Carnahan's posthumous election is a precedent, I don't know who that is, but okay. Trump should stay on the ballot. His electors should vote for Vance. Hopefully, we don't ever have to test that theory. Yeah, Don, I agree. But listen. The reality is this. I don't know that there's going to be an end to the calls. I mean, the left has got... Let me stop and just say this. You need to be praying for Donald Trump and his safety. I said that Monday on the show, and I'll say it again now. You need to be praying, and I believe this with all my heart. I believe there's been some measure of divine intervention already. The very fact that he turned his head at just the right time to look up at a screen that he said, in his own words, he said he never uses these screens, but he had a graphic he wanted to show everybody. He decided to do it that day. Listen, the idea that there could be divine intervention is real in my mind. I also believe that praying over it is a very real thing as well. And I encourage you, pray for Donald Trump. Pray for the safety of he and his family. I mean, they're literally out in the public eye every single day, and they have no choice but to be. In fact, if they're not, they're wrong. They've got to keep living. They got to keep living large. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig and Phil both get an A double plus for their equally spectacular performances. However, today's winner is obviously Jeff from Indiana with an explosive A triple plus for making me laugh all day long. Good on you, John from Huntsville. Great grading out with Jeff from Indiana. Glenn from Bluntsville says, they need to put some of the 83,000 armed IRS agents on Trump's security detail. Nah, no doubt. But then again, I think they did. And that's why it happened the way it did in Butler. John from Harvest says, if Big Rig is archiving the text you sent in, can you have an appendix to your book for Right Side Ruffians? You know what? We ought to save some of the best texts. That's not a bad idea. Can we screenshot these? Do you know, Big Rig?
You might can.
Some of these are worth saving. They really are.
Yeah.
We've had a few that were like worthy of applause, and we had to just go break out in it. All right, listen, I made a statement a moment ago about why I believe that prayer is so key and that there are times when intervention is something that you can't see it, but it truly, you can feel it. And I believe that with all my heart. And listen, I'm going to, you know, I really do believe that the fact that Trump turned his head at just the right moment, you can look at the trajectory of the bullet. I saw where somebody had drawn it out, you know, computer analyzed it and realized that had he not turned his head, that we would have seen the death of a former U.S. president live on TV at that moment. It was divine intervention, in my opinion, that caused him to turn his head. And he has even said so. He made comments. RFK Jr. said that they had a conversation afterwards, and Trump said, I really do believe more and more now in divine intervention. Or something to that effect. And I can tell you, I've had it in my own life where there's no explanation for why what happened happened. And it, you know, I'll take a moment of personal privilege and just tell you that there was a situation in Baghdad. We rolled on a regular basis outside the wire. I was outside the wire almost daily. We have a small fob in the middle of central Baghdad where you see the pictures of Saddam's statue being torn down. That was my area of operations. In fact, that particular route where the Saddam statue was, we called it Route Wild. It was had a code name. It's Route Wild. Route Wild was named, everything else was named after beers. We had Route Coors. We had Route Budweiser. We had everything was named after beers except that one was Route Wild. And on this one particular day, we were rolling out. And I had designated the mortar platoon to be my security. And so the mortar platoon leader was giving us the brief. We always gathered up around the hood of the Humvee that where the brief was going to be given on what to do in the event of enemy contact. And so he briefed us that day, and he said, we're going to go down. He said, we're going to come out the gate, and we're going left. And we'll come up here. We'll come down Route Eros. And then he just stopped. And he kind of looked at everybody, and he goes, "Nah, you know what? Let's go right out the gate, and we'll go down and come through Route Wild." Nobody questioned it. Nobody knows why he changed the plan. He just did, right there on the spot. And so we all got loaded up. We geared up. We rolled out. And we were rolling heavy. I think we had 10 vehicles, gun trucks. And as we were coming on Route Wild and moving towards the intersection with Route Eros, a massive car bomb went off right next to our convoy, just shielded slightly by the side of a building. And a car bomber earlier in the war, this is 2004, it was fairly early for car bombs. We hadn't seen many of those. This car bomber had literally seen three contractor vehicles and chased them right in front of us and blew up where we were supposed to have been had we taken the original route. We would have been coming through it from a different angle. And that car bomb went off and killed 12 people, just leveled a three-story building. EOD decided that it had to have been at least 500 pounds of explosives and just caused massive chaos. I could talk about it in more detail, but the reality is I realized later we were supposed to be where that bomb went off, but instead we were about 150 yards away from it, only because at the last second, some measure of divine intervention happened, and the guy who was laying out the route decided to change the route, and I asked him later. His name was Boholt, Lieutenant Boholt. Shooter 6 was his call sign. I said, "Hey, Shooter, what was the deal, man? Why'd you change the route?" And he looked at me and goes, "I don't know. I just, at the last second, decided we had to go a different way." And I look back on that time, and I just realized that there are moments when God intervenes. You never know when something is going to change because the God of the angel armies decided to make it change. But I also know that there were people back home praying and praying hard and praying regularly. And I believe right now you need to be praying for Donald Trump because the attempts in his life are constant. And we don't even know what all has been thwarted that we haven't seen. So there, I'm into that show on a story, but I think it's a story worth telling. And I believe it's also a sentiment that we need to have. You are a praying people, bunch of right side ruffians. Get busy on it because we can do that. All right, you guys, do not forget, there are indeed more of us than there are of them. God is still on his throne. Stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.